Lewis, tell us about the work you do for Enza Zaden on its International Onion Breeding Program and how has the program grown over the years?
Okay, well, I started almost 30 years ago as an assistant plant breeder working on a few different crops, including onion. And then from 1997, I've been working on breeding onions, just onions. And back in the back in those days, we were more Australian focused, Australia and New Zealand. And then gradually we've started breeding more for international markets.
You were responsible for the breeding and product development of a range of hybrid onions in domestic and export markets in South Africa, South America and America. Can you tell me about this?
Sure. So, again, coming from originally just the Australian base here in Narromine, New South Wales, we have expanded. We've now got breeding facilities in Pukeko in New Zealand, California and Italy and Holland in Europe. So we can breed in those locations for pretty much any onion market globally.
Great. And how successful have some of the hybrid varieties been?
Yeah, we've been pretty successful. Thanks, Jackie. We, again, started with our first successful varieties, Gladiator and Centurion and Chariot, back in the early 90s in Australia. And then we had a bit of a breakthrough in the 90s, again, in Brazil, which is currently our major market for onions developed from Queensland breeding. And then on to South Africa, we had similar success. And of recent years, we've had growing success in the long day markets in the Northern Hemisphere.
Great. And how many acres of onions are grown around the world from your seed?
Well, it's a bit hard to track exactly how much, but yeah, it could be in excess of 100,000 acres plus grown from Enza seed each year.
And what do you see as the main opportunities for Australian onion growers now and into the future?
Right. Well, I think a couple of things we can probably really help to improve the situation for the Australian onion industry. One is to make onions a little bit less of a commodity, more of a differentiated product. So, you know, onions aren't just onions. You've got red, brown, white, but you've also got new product pinks, sweets. So I think if we can perhaps lift the image of onions domestically and increase consumption here, there was the successful Secret Serve campaign designed to help families get kids to eat more onions, things like that, more marketing campaigns. But I think a really big benefit to the industry would come from more export. And that's where the Onion Association and the government can work together to help Aussie farmers export more onions to different international markets.
What's export like in the industry currently?
Okay, well, there's been a traditional export market, especially out of Tasmania and a bit out of South Australia and the occasional spot exports out of other areas over decades, but Tasmania has been the strongest exporter. There's been ups and downs depending on local issues like transport costs, but also market restrictions at the other end. Like it's got tougher and tougher to export from Australia into Europe, for example. But more and more now, there's particularly Asian markets are opening up for Australia and being closer to us. Huge populations, growing income, they're probably ideal targets for Aussie farmers.
And Lewis, congratulations on winning the Reg Miller Award. What does winning this award mean to you?
Thanks very much. Yeah, look, I was blown away. It's very humbling. Yeah, I guess it's a very nice recognition of almost 30 years of work for the onion industry. And I'm certainly, it helps motivate me to keep working hard, both for Enza Zaden, my company, and personally, but also all those great onion farmers and the onion industry to try and help keep lifting things there.